Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming straight at you. And believe me, tons to talk about, whether it's Major League Baseball, the trade deadline, NFL football as camps are back, NBA basketball with the draft and some deals. Westbrook on the move to L.A. Do they now have a big three that is reliable? So much to dive into. Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you, pal?
I'm doing good. Yeah, shoot, we got NFL training camps. College football's right around the corner. Like you said, the draft. And I just read an article on the NHL, and they got kind of a Pete Rose situation, allegations going on in terms of betting on games by an actual player. So, you know, we got some controversy we can probably get into with our professor of sports in a little bit.
Yeah, and then obviously the Olympics are going on, and I'll tell you what, Caleb Dressel, this guy is really looking as close to Michael Phelps that I've seen in a long, long time, to be honest with you. And it's refreshing and it's cool to see the Americans out there whipping some tail in the pool. I know I hear the music. We got to take a break. On the other side, we will hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We are going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Polder, in a moment. You can always get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And let's hook up with the real John Polter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Mike brought it to my attention about the situation where Evander Kane has been put on the spot about gambling allegations that he bet on games in the NHL. And quite frankly, this is bizarre because the person that's given the information here is his wife. So do you have any explanation as to what might be going on here, John?
Well, it's an interesting story. It broke late Saturday night. To your point, the accusations were made by Mr. Kane's wife, who I understand they're in the process of going through a divorce. So let's sort of put that at the top of the table. You know, is this a cry for help? Is this revenge? Is this fact? We don't know for sure. This was Saturday night. I see this morning, Sunday morning, that Evander Kane has totally denied every accusation, as we would have expected him to. He's used the word never several times in a tweet, and each time he's used it, it's been in bold letters. Talks about the fact that he's never gambled on hockey, he's never had a gambling problem, he's never bet on the Sharks to lose, etc., etc., etc. Where there's smoke, there's fire, which obviously means that the NHL is going to have to do a full independent investigation here. What clouds the matter is the fact that Kane has been known to have had some financial problems in the past. He did declare bankruptcy, I believe, in January of 2021. So clearly there have been some financial issues. He has been known to have run up gambling debts in Las Vegas. In fact, a casino in Las Vegas did, in fact, sue him for about $500,000, I believe, a couple of years ago. for money that he supposedly lost while playing in one of the gambling houses in Las Vegas, I'm assuming while the Sharks were visiting Las Vegas to play the Golden Knights. Clearly not living in San Jose and not living in Las Vegas, I don't have any upfront details on that. All I know is what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've read publicly. It doesn't sound like it's going to be a very pleasant situation. Whether the accusations are true or false, obviously a major investigation has to take place. The integrity of the NHL is at stake here. So they're going to have to do some pretty deep investigation in terms of whether this, in fact, is truth or not. I suspect he will be put on some form of indefinite administrative leave, much as we've seen with other players that have had either domestic problems or potential gambling problems in all of the sports. But it sounds like it's going to get ugly, and the fact that he and his wife are obviously estranged raises those questions about whether this is fact or whether it's perhaps revenge on her part. She's also bringing up issues that he hasn't cared for their child, and if in fact those accusations are true, that's another story. That's also a sad story. You know, we got an innocent child here, perhaps suffering because of a domestic row between father and mother. So all in all, pretty ugly situation, very new situation, so we'll have to sit back and see what happens.
Yeah, good morning, John. This is Mike, and I would tend to say that, you know, if there's a problem with the child, he's not caring for it, that's even worse than the gambling in my book. But, you know, that's a different discussion for a different day. My question is simply this. You know, we're in the off season, Stanley Cup's over, free agency. You know, there was a signing with the Blues the other day. So, you know, what do you expect in terms of free agency? Are there going to be massive amounts of players moving to other teams, or is it going to be players staying with their teams and a little bit of movement?
Well, the majority of the big names have already signed, Mike. The deadline was this Wednesday. Usually it's July the 1st, but of course because of the extended season, because of the late start, because of COVID, everything got pushed back a little bit. So free agent day is usually July 1st. This year it was more towards the end of the month. I wasn't surprised at the number of players that moved. I wasn't surprised at the teams that made the moves. What I was surprised at was the size of some of the contracts, both in terms of dollars and term, that we saw of these guys that signed. I have to question the term of some of these deals. You know, you're talking about a seven-year deal for somebody that's 31 years old, as in Hyman. I guess Hyman's 29, but a seven-year deal for a 29-year-old. To me, you're playing with fire a little bit there. We saw a lot of five-year deals. We've seen a lot of big dollars thrown around. Given the poverty that these guys have been crying, and when I say these guys, I'm talking about the owners have been crying because of no fans in the buildings for a year and a half, I have to wonder where all this money is coming from. But if anything surprised me, it was the length and the term, the length and term, and also the dollar value of some of these deals. None of the signings really surprised me. I guess the only one that really shocked me was goaltender Philip Grubauer leaving an extremely good Colorado Avalanche team and going to the expansion Seattle Kraken. Clearly it was a financial move because he's not going to win the Stanley Cup in Seattle. He's got a much better chance of winning the Stanley Cup by staying in Colorado. But I was puzzled by that move. You know, maybe there's something between the Avalanche ownership and management and Grubauer that they decided that it wasn't a good fit. I don't know, but that was probably the one deal that shocked me from a movement standpoint. My big shocks were the dollars and the term that were thrown around.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down some NHL hockey off-season information. And with that being said, I just want to ask you, you know, the expansion draft happened, this team from Seattle, you know, obviously the Knights have set the bar pretty high with how things can and maybe can go for a team just out of the, you know, out of the woodwork here. So your expectations for what could happen for them in the near future?
Well, as you mentioned, Vegas certainly set the bar extremely high, and I think a lot of people are expecting Seattle to do almost as well in their first year as Vegas did in theirs. Frankly, I don't think that's going to happen. A lot of Vegas's success was shrewd management on behalf of George McPhee in terms of making side deals with other teams about not taking certain players and as a thank you for not taking certain players that were unprotected by the existing teams, getting draft picks in return and then drafting some players and flipping them, drafting a player from Pittsburgh, then trading that player to Philadelphia, whereas Philadelphia and Pittsburgh maybe wouldn't have made the deal in the first place and getting a better return on it. I think a lot of teams became very leery of that and were very hesitant to get into upfront deals with Ron Francis, the general manager of the Seattle Kraken. I think that's part of it. I think the other part of it is that maybe just a different strategy. Vegas looked like they were trying to be a good team right out of the gate by drafting big names, by making some of these deals, and obviously it paid off for them. They were very successful. In terms of Seattle, I think they've taken a much more conservative approach, primarily taking guys that were, again, with the exception of Grubauer, I think they took guys that were essentially second-line players or unproven players, and that's the way that they are going to go. Maybe they realize that they cannot match the success that Vegas had in its first year. They don't want to try. They don't want to look like they're trying to do something that they don't have a hope of doing. So I was kind of impressed by the way Seattle did their drafting. What I was not impressed with was the way that the league handled the draft. I thought it was a little bit, I'm going to use the term, bush. The draft actually took place long before it was televised on the NHL Network, and in Canada it was broadcast on Rogers Sportsnet. I'm not sure what U.S. network carried it, but the transactions were all completed before the draft, before the press conference, and I thought that was a little unfair. A couple of players that were interviewed admitted that they had been notified by the team's general manager that they were leaving, that they had been drafted on Tuesday night. And that was so that they could be in Seattle for the, quote, press conference by the waterfront on Wednesday. I struggled with that a little bit. I thought the NHL should have been a little bit more transparent about the way this was happening. It left a bit of a black mark against the NHL, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, there was probably a huge TV contract out there. Good money was paid for it, so that was the reason it was done that way.
Great stuff, John, because I was going to ask you about the NHL draft, and you wound up going right there for me, so I didn't have to ask you. So perfect way to navigate through that, and obviously we're at the end of the segment, so we'll keep it going on the other side. We'll switch gears. We'll talk some Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. Hanging out with me, Mike Wilson, and our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
And he rewards it with a ball hit the deep center field. Buxton's out of room. It's out of here. How do you like Jordan Luplo now? A two-run homer. It's his eighth of the year. He's driven in three runs on the night. And we are tied at seven.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
The Indians win it! The Indians win it! Oh, my God, the Indians win it!
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We talk hockey, we talk baseball, and obviously with the highlights you just heard, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball. And I normally would start out by going through the standings. However, can't do that today, fellas. We got to talk about trades that happened at the deadline, and the Yankees and the Dodgers, extremely active, and I don't think we should be surprised at all, John, should we?
No, not in the least. We've talked a number of times about the fact that the Yankees are underperforming, so much underperforming that they're seven games back, they're in third place in their division, and they actually, believe this or not, have a negative two run differential. Did any of us ever think we would talk about the Yankees having a negative run differential other than maybe the fact that they'd lost their first game of the season? Something I don't recall seeing, certainly in the last 35 or 40 years. There were some times in the late 60s when the Yankees were not a very good team. They were 7th and 8th in a 10-team, what was then a 10-team league. They obviously would have had some negative differentials then, but certainly in the last 35 or 40 years, I don't think we've seen the Yankees perform at the level that they have been performing. And you know, two things struck me as very odd when they made these deals. Not only did they go out and get guys that were good left-handed bats, and we all know how a good left-handed bat can profit from playing in Yankee Stadium with that relatively short right field fence. In both transactions, the Yankees were given cash by the teams that were trading the players, and I don't know about you two, but I didn't think I'd ever see the day where other teams would give the Yankees cash to take on players. Usually it's the other way around. The Yankees are giving teams cash because they're trying to unload, contracts that they've signed where the guys are overpaid or for too much of a term. But just a very upside down trading deadline. A day early this year because July 31st was a weekend, so the deals had to be done by 3 o'clock, I think it was Eastern Time, maybe 4 o'clock Eastern Time on Friday. I took a quick look at it. I hope my math is correct here, but I counted, when I looked at the 32 trades that were made over those 2 days, there were over 80 players involved in those deals, and 10 different players were involved in trades that played in the All-Star game less than 2 weeks prior. So these guys weren't trading pawns. They were trading bishops, kings, and queens in their game. I was amazed at some of the deals that were made. One thing that struck me was I didn't see one trade that I would consider a traditional baseball trade, and that is my extra outfielder for your extra pitcher. Let's make this deal even up our two teams. Just about every deal included prospects or cash or international bonus money or something along those lines. So it makes it very difficult to actually analyze these trades today, because obviously some teams are going to be look like winners because they're going to get short-term success, but 5 years down the road when those guys have moved on, the prospects that were traded to get those players may be the coming stars in the league. So in fairness, to assess all of these deals, we may have to have this conversation 5 years down the road and say, yeah, would we have done that in 2021 if we knew what we know now in 2026? It used to be that whoever got the best player in a trade won the trade. It's not that way anymore. You look at what the Cubs got back for Rizzo and Baez and Bryant and Kimbrel, and we don't know what those guys can do. Those guys might be total busts, or they may be superstars 5 years from now. The Dodgers may go out and win two pennants because they've got Scherzer and Turner, and the prospects we may not know about for 4 years. So it becomes very difficult to assess. All I can tell you is it was extremely exciting sitting on the edge of a chair watching some of these deals go down. And the fact that some of these trades were even made, and I'm going to focus on the Scherzer trade because that to me was a winner for the Dodgers in two ways. Number one, they got a guy that's clearly still at the top of his game, and they kept the Giants and the Padres, their two main rivals, from getting him. And they also took on a pitcher for a rotation that, quite frankly, is a little thin right now. I mean, we know Dustin May is gone for the year. We know Kershaw's on the injured list. I don't see Trevor Bauer pitching for the Dodgers again this year, maybe not ever. And Julio Urias is probably a couple of starts away from matching his innings pitched over the last 3 years in total. So the Dodgers really did need to improve their starting pitching. And then they went and picked up Trey Turner in the same deal. Seager on the injured list right now, so Turner fills in at shortstop till Seager comes back. Then I assume that Turner probably moves to second base. And is this an indication that the Dodgers either don't want to sign Seager at the end of this year? I don't think they can sign him because he's an unrestricted free agent. So a very clever deal by the Dodgers. Lots of prospects to give up, but, you know, once again, the Dodgers just keep building that roster, adding experience, and they haven't been counted out of it yet. So it's going to make for some very interesting baseball in the National League West over the next 8 or 9 weeks.
Well, John, you know what I'm going to talk about here, and it's just been a long freaking week. I had to look up the lineup the other night with the Chicago Cubs, and I was like, did they trade the GM? Have they traded the fans out in right field now? Like, what's going on? You know, I was not surprised that Rizzo and Bryant got traded. I just wasn't. Javi, yeah. I was extremely surprised that Javi got traded. He's such a fan favorite. He's just so fun to watch. And now I look at the New York Mets as just, they got the best middle infield probably in baseball. You know, they got Lindor on one side, they got Javi on the other. The only player that the Cubs got back was Nick Madrigal, in my opinion, but I'm a little biased with that because he's an Oregon State Beaver and a national champion, and I have a little bit of a bias with that, getting him back. It's nice to see him in a Cubs uniform, but other than that, holy smokes, if you're a Cubs fan, you're just screaming, what the bleep? aren't you?
Well, I can understand that from a Cub fan standpoint, Mike. But, you know, I think this goes back to what we talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago when we said that these guys are all on expiring contracts. And I think the Cubs have to decide if they can or want to re-sign these guys and if the players can be re-signed or even want to re-sign. And I think we kind of agreed that what was going to have to happen in the coming weeks before the end of July was that the Cubs were going to have to go on a little bit of a run and get back in the race, and they've done exactly the opposite. They did not have a very good July. So I think that the Cubs decided that, you know, we haven't won anything with this crowd since 2016. We've got all these expiring contracts. Maybe it's time to retool this a little bit. And I think out of the guys that were dealt, Baez was, I wouldn't say was the one that surprised me, because I always felt he was in play, and I think we did talk about that. But I always felt that he was probably, for the reasons that you point out, was probably the one that they would try the most to re-sign. Maybe that wasn't in the works, but again, that's going to be 5 years before we know what the return on any of those deals is.
John, we hear the music. Obviously, we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Appreciate you so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down some NHL hockey stuff with the alleged gambling stuff, and then obviously just Major League Baseball 101, man. The guy's fantastic. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Izzo walked his only time up. Swing, fly ball, deep right field. Patterson back. He's at the warning track. Leaps at the wall. Solo. Just barely over top of the wall in right field, just right of the 390 marker. Anthony Rizzo jogging the bases. He's tied the game at 2 here in the third.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. You can increase the return on investment of your marketing assets by repurposing them. Transform each one into at least two or three different assets to save time and effort that you can devote to other things. A blog post can become several social media messages and vice versa. A brochure can turn into a blog post and an infographic. Be sure to look for multiple ways you can use each asset and reach customers in different ways. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. You can get at us a couple of different ways. You can holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there. Talk to us as well at, for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it is the real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, we've got lots of things to talk about in the real sports world right now with obviously the NBA draft just taking place, Russell Westbrook now a part of the Los Angeles Lakers. We could talk some NFL with Rodgers getting back to the Green Bay Packers. I said it 5 months ago, but it happened now, and you know, and I don't want to be patted on the back or anything like that, but at the end of the day, it just made the most sense to me that he would return to Green Bay and at least for one more year and give it the best shot that they can. Where do you want to go, brother?
We might as well start talking NFL because that's going to start taking up most of our time anyway. So, yeah, we can start in Green Bay. We can start in wherever you want because, you know, the NFL speaks for itself kind of deal.
All right, so let's start a little bit in Dallas then. You know, I'm watching Dak, and quite frankly, to me, it's a miracle that the guy's back out on the field and moving the way he is. So thank God for modern-day medicine, and thank God for the fact that he has the best of the best probably giving him all the help possible. But do you see some concerns with this? Because quite frankly, I do. The body could break down on him, and we're already seeing a couple of those things take place where he's been banged up other than his leg that he's recovering from.
Oh, absolutely. You gotta see some concerns here. You know, coming back from an injury like he did, like he is coming back from, there's always a chance that he can get hit, again and the same thing happens to him, and the Cowboys are right back where they were last year, which wouldn't break my heart, you know, but you don't want to see anything bad happen to Dak. I think Dak's a good guy. I think he has his head in the right place. But once you have an injury like this, you also have to think of the concerns about getting him out there too early. And offensive line concerns. Can you keep him upright? What happens when he tries to extend the play? You know, I mean, everybody in the stadium and in Cowboys Stadium is probably going to hold their collective breath once they see him start trying to run around a little bit. And you wonder what the message is going to be from the coaches, in terms of practice, in terms of game management, game readiness. And, you know, when he's out running around, the coaches just have to be holding their breath.
No, I agree with you. You know, there's always talk about Dallas, you know, and they haven't lived up to the hype since, let's be honest, the early 90s, right? Mid 90s. So right. It's been a lot of disappointment. You know, I heard Jerry a couple weeks ago on TV talking about how he would do anything to get these guys to Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl and this and that and the other. Do you think that there's a little bit of pressure starting to mount on these Dallas Cowboys? Like, we've been talking about them for so long, and they haven't lived up to it. So sooner or later, it's put up or shut up time, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely put up or shut up. They are, for lack of better term, look, they're the franchise of the NFL. They're just, to me, it's just the star. It's Dallas. It's Jerry. They're the ESPN. The press, they all want Dallas to be good because, let's face it, at the end of the day, if Dallas is good, it's good for the NFL business. It just is. And so far, you are exactly right. They haven't lived up to the hype since the Aikman, Emmett, and Michael Irvin days. So there's a lot of disappointment. They've had plenty of talent in Dallas the last few years. They, you know, a few years ago, they had one of the best offensive lines. And now you got to kind of call into question. And I don't know if it's the right combo of players, if there's something wrong with the chemistry. But they're not living up to the hype, and they're not living up to the star on the side of that helmet.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, I think a lot that has to do with it is Ezekiel Elliott and the fact that his production has been down, and they need him to have a bounce back year. Let's be honest. You know, the best thing for Dak coming back off an injury is having the luxury of being able to hand off the ball to a guy that can break it at any moment, right? So I think Ezekiel is key, man. If he doesn't have a good year, it puts more pressure on Dak to continue to have to use his legs and get outside the pocket and do some damage that way. And we know the result of that. It's going to be bad for a quarterback eventually, sooner or later. So I really think a lot falls on Ezekiel Elliott, bro. I really do. He's got to be much better for Dak to be better.
No, for Dak, yeah. No, for any quarterback to be great, better, next level kind of stuff, they have to be able to turn around and hand it off to the running back who can get the tough first down, the third in inches, the third and twos. They have to turn around and be confident in the guy that they're going to hand it off to, could break it at any moment, like Zeke can break it at any moment, you know, because I still think he's very talented, but he hasn't done it the last couple years. And so when you talk about Dallas and you talk about the success that they have, I think you're nailing it on the head here. It's Zeke to help Dak do what Dak does best. And if Dak doesn't have it, then look, the team becomes one dimensional and they're a lot easier to defend, and the defense is going to be able to pin their ears back and go right at Dak, and that's the last thing a Cowboys fan or anybody in the Cowboys organization wants.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously you got to have 11 pieces working together out there on the football field, but a couple right. pieces are more important and more significant because they get a lot more touches than other parts and pieces of the offense. Hey, I want to take from one bad foot to another bad foot. And this situation with Carson Wentz, with what's going on with him in Indianapolis, and, you know, Nick Foles, maybe time to bring Nick Foles back into the picture here for the Indianapolis Colts, because at the end of the day, Carson Wentz may not be able to stay healthy enough to stay on the field, Mike. It's just facts.
Yeah, no, this may, you know, I hate to say it, Andy, because I hate to see anybody's career come to an end prematurely, or just not be what we thought it was going to be in the early years. But Wentz right now is becoming that guy that's just injury prone. And, you know, from time to time, or just, you know, as time goes by here, how long are the Colts going to stick with this, and how long are coaches going to, you know, Wentz is talented, but, you know, on the other end, okay, now we got a foot injury. We've had knee injuries. He's missed tons of games. You know, how long can he still make a career out of the NFL being as injury prone as he is?
Yeah, it's a shame, man. It really is. I mean, we're talking about a guy a couple of years ago that we were maybe putting in the same sentences, you know, as Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, in the sense of him being an MVP of this league. I'm not giving him that status, obviously, but right. Being an MVP in this league, for a moment in time, he was that guy. And you know what? He was also leading his team to the playoffs. So, and then we know what happened there. Nick Foles did take over. They passed the baton to him, and he wound up, you know, taking the torch and leading them to the promised land. I mean, this is just, in so many ways, bro, this is just beyond weird. I'm sorry, but it's beyond weird when you have a guy that, in Carson Wentz, who we could be faced with the same exact situation. Could Nick Foles come and be the guy? Could that actually be the case, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, they both have both these quarterbacks both have experience with the head coach, and the head coach has certainly some trust in both these guys, and he certainly has trust in Nick Foles because, you know, we know what Nick Foles did in Philly. I could see this completely happening, bringing him in and the whole thing and letting them have a go at it. But, you know, it would be weird to see it kind of happen again if they bring Nick Foles in and they have the type of success they had in Philly. You take the Super Bowl thing out of it a little bit because that's kind of hard to gauge in terms of, you know, could Nick Foles do the same thing? But if Nick Foles gets into the playoffs and they make a run, you know, a bit of a run in the playoffs, you know, we could be looking at something eerily similar to what happened in Philly.
Here's what's even more crazy, okay? Nick Foles is a guy that's won a Super Bowl, right? And he's the third guy on the Chicago Bears roster for their quarterbacks, right? And the two guys ahead of him, one guy he's absolutely – well, he's better than both of these guys. That's the truth is what I'm really trying to say here. Obviously, it's Andy Dalton who's going to be the starting quarterback until further notice. And then you got Justin Fields, obviously, who they drafted out of Ohio State. And then Nick Foles is there. At the end of the day, man, this makes a lot of sense to me. I'm just saying it's just crazy how this just keeps happening over and over. And, you know, like you said, with Frank Reich, there's familiarity, man. I mean, at the end of the day, Nick Foles can go in there and he can run this offense and he can be effective because he's done it before. So, yeah, it's just wild to me that Nick Foles is – the third on the depth charts for the Chicago Bears. It's Andy Dalton, Justin Fields, and then Nick Foles. And Nick Foles is the only guy with a Super Bowl ring. So you explain it, Mike.
I would explain it if I could. But it's just one of those weird occurrences that, you know, look, they look at the Bears are looking at Justin Fields as the heir apparent. He's the next guy in line when they believe that he's ready. Nick Foles is the guy that has the hardware. He has the experience, and you would think that you would tend to lean on the guy with experience, the guy with hardware. But at the end of the day, who are we talking about? That's right, everybody. We're talking about the Chicago Bears, okay? Where, you know, it's been kind of a mess for a little bit in Chicago in terms of winning, losing, everything else underneath the sun. So if I could explain it, Dorfy, I would, but I can't.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, bro. It's just strange. But good things happen to certain people, and we'll see what happens for Nick Foles. Maybe he can get out of being the third man on the roster as far as quarterbacks go for the Bears and then go to the Indianapolis Colts and have a tremendous season. You just never know, man. You know, it's a quarterbacks league, brother, so – What quarterback are you looking at most this year to maybe make a big move? Is it Herbert?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I'm watching the former Duck, Oregon Duck, Justin Herbert, see what he can do in his second year.
Yeah, I had a weird feeling. I was reading your mind. All right, I hear the music. We got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up hour number one here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
Jeffrey, Aguilar, and Tate go wide to the far side. Smallwood. Aguilar comes in motion. Shotgun. Foles back. Looking for the end zone. Firing. Complete. Touchdown. He's got Dallas Goedert for a touchdown.
Foles go up the one. Foles running up and down the lines, a direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone, touchdown! Foles caught the ball on a touchdown pass of the yard by the tight end! What did we just see?
This is Dorf on Sports.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic.
and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. You can call us. You can get at us a couple of different ways. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up and follow us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, it's been a lot of fun for me to watch the Olympics. You know, it's what I find interesting is the sports that we don't really know about, like handball and some of those odd sports, the archeries, just things like that, that you wind up seeing these people that, you know what, they put their whole lives into figuring out how to do this, and you know what, they're really good at it, brother. And it's fun to watch people be so good at something that you know what, I didn't really find any interest in growing up as a kid. So to find people that have gotten into handball, archery, and things like that, the kayaking stuff, you're that's just a different breed, brother. Maybe a guy like you from Oregon is more familiar with this than I am.
I don't know if I'm more familiar with it, so to speak, just because I'm from Oregon. That's making a sweeping generalization there, cheese boy, but, you know, I don't know, but, you know, I do like watching the Olympics. It doesn't matter if it's the winter, it doesn't matter if it's the summer for me, but, you know, I'm all about the swimming and the gymnastics, with the Summer Olympics, basically.
Yeah, and Simone Biles obviously having a rough go at it throughout the Olympics, but hopefully she can put it together for one last run in that final event for herself. I know the music's going. We got to take that break because We just got to, man. Hour number one's in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Delta variant is sending coronavirus caseloads in America skyrocketing. Over 100,000 cases were reported on Saturday for the first time since February. Florida is reporting its highest ever single-day increase. Governor Ron DeSantis is refusing a mask mandate. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gilbert.
The governor has to come to the reality that we are in the midst of a surge that's unprecedented in the country.
Millions of Americans that are behind on their rent are at risk of being evicted now that the federal eviction moratorium expired. Last night at midnight, Congresswoman Cori Bush slept on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to make her point.
Some people have already received pay or vacay notices. They've been receiving them for days.
She said she knows what it's like because she, too, was homeless for a while. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Interstate 70 at Glenwood Canyon in Denver is closed after a flash flood warning and multiple landslides. At least 108 people have been evacuated or moved from Glenwood Canyon. 29 people in cars had to shelter at the Hanging Lake Tunnel on Friday night. Flash flood watches remain in effect for the state, and as much as 1 to 2 inches of rain per hour could fall during the storms. A week ago, a woman died and two others went missing after a devastating flash flood. A 20-foot orca that was stranded on a rocky southeast Alaskan beach floated back to the sea later that day during the high tide. A ship had notified the U.S. Coast Guard that a killer whale was stuck on the rocks. They authorized the crew to keep pumping seawater on the animal to keep it wet and to keep birds away from it. People gathered on the shore taking pictures and helping to dump water on the whale. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some universities are requiring their students to prove they've been vaccinated before they can return to class this fall. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
Colleges and universities are preparing to welcome students back to campuses with the Delta variant of the coronavirus causing spikes in new COVID cases around the country. Many institutions have taken the step to require students to get vaccinated in order to return to campus. Marquette University is one of those schools with that requirement, though vaccination is only a recommendation for faculty and staff. Marquette President Michael Lovell explains to CNN why he decided to lay out those requirements.
We required students to be vaccinated. We made the announcement several months ago.
with the idea as we know that it is best for our students, because they live in such proximity to each other when they're on the campus, to require them to be vaccinated for their own safety and well-being. You know, when you're in college, it's a very social time. They live close in community, and we just really wanted to ensure that they could have the best experience possible while they're on campus while still being safe.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
TikTok personality Anthony Barajas has died after being shot at a California movie theater. He was shot last Monday alongside 18-year-old Riley Goodrich, who was declared dead at the scene. Anthony Jimenez has been charged with his murder. Barajas, who was 19, had nearly 1 million followers on TikTok. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy, that's Mike on the other side, and so much to dive into, whether it's the NBA with the draft that just happened, the big deal with Westbrook going to L.A., we got NFL football camps back in session, Aaron Rodgers is back in Green Bay. It's all good, baby. It's all good. Trust me. And the only thing that's going to be all good is if they win it all, quite frankly, with the big stink that they made in the offseason, the only thing that would smell good to me, Mike, is a Super Bowl championship for the Green Bay Packers after all that nonsense. Major League Baseball, the trade deadline is come and gone. Obviously, some big stuff happening there. Yankees, Dodgers, the heads of everything with all the moves that they made. Not surprised, not shocked about any of that. Olympics going on, golf going on, you name it, we got you covered. Mike, you ready to rock and roll this hour or what, brother?
Well, strike up the music, man. Let's play the band music. Yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's go.
What about the basketball tournament, brother? Are you watching the basketball tournament, too?
I'm watching a little bit of that. It's actually on my TV, so it's I don't know what that says about me personally, but, yeah, I've seen some of it.
We're sports nuts. That's what it tells you, man. All right, we're just getting loose once again. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we'll be right back. Keep it close.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra,
It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
He's the flow here. Side, Westbrook has that triple-double. Westbrook into the books. His 100th career triple-double. And that's an over and back.
That should be an over and back. You're right. And as Detman controlled that rebound, Russ should get a rebound on this. And folks, it's in the books as Russell Westbrook.
There are Thunder fans standing in pockets around this building recognizing that Westbrook has entered a special place in history with his 100th career triple-double.
Got to shake loose. Fadeaway shot gets glass, and here comes Westbrook. Westbrook accelerates, takes all the way.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We got you. Anytime you fall, hey, anytime y'all fall, stay down. Damn. Your brother's gonna pick you up.
That's right. We're here to pick you up, people. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Get at us. Holler at us. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. And The Real Russell Westbrook is a motor like nobody else. I'm just wondering whether or not the shooting and everything else is going to wind up being there for the Los Angeles Lakers. And they're going to have to fill out that roster with a lot of mid-level exceptions. And, you know, just thinking about my Milwaukee Bucks and what they're going through with a guy like Bobby Portis, who just declined his $3.8 million, and the max the Bucks can give him is $5.9 million. Look, at the end of the day, sometimes these guys will go and take the money to go somewhere else, and obviously it's about taking care of them and their family. But Sometimes you make concessions, and sometimes you like where you're at. I'm interested to see what Bobby P decides to do, but Westbrook to L.A., I do think it's interesting, Mike. I think it's intriguing. I'm just not sold on how this gets them over the hump and makes them a championship-contending team right now.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you in terms of it's an interesting deal for sure. I think the writing somewhat was on the wall with Westbrook in Washington and not being there for very long. So, you know, what LeBron wants, LeBron gets. And, you know, I think LeBron wanted a guy like Westbrook. The only thing is LeBron going to be able to kind of share the ball? Because he's usually the one bringing the ball up the court, and now you have a walking triple-double, you know, that could be your point guard. You know, I'm interested to see how that's going to work. And you know, you mentioned, and you and I were talking yesterday, afternoon about Westbrook and his shooting. And he's like, okay, well, that's great and everything, but he still has to learn how to shoot a 15-foot jump shot or a three-pointer. You know, he should be in the lab, like, hoisting up 1,000 shots a day to kind of correct the shooting problem that he has. Because to me, he's streaky at best. I mean, when he's on, like, look out, because then, you know, he'll rebound the ball as well, and, you know, he can play defense and all that kind of stuff. But this is a shooter's league, and if you can't shoot, it's going to be a tough road ahead of you. But Westbrook, like you said, has probably the biggest motor in the NBA, bar none, right now. So it's just going to be interesting to see how it works out. You know, me being a Boston fan, I'm not exactly, you know, thrilled about it. You know, if the Lakers can lose every game, it's a great thing. But, you know, that's not going to happen. But Westbrook to L.A., it'll make the West a little more interesting. I don't know if this puts them over the hump with Utah or even their crosstown, their in-building rivals, the Clips, or even, you know, who knows, Phoenix. You know, we got to see how Phoenix reacts to being kind of the hunted next year a little bit. So we'll see what happens with Westbrook, but until he can learn how to shoot, I'm not completely sold on this making a monumental difference with the Lakers.
I also think the Lakers, in a lot of ways, they're pretty old, brother. When you look at their roster, there's a lot of older guys on this roster. And to a certain degree, you need older guys to win championships, because that's when you look at it, that's really how it works. That's how it plays out. However, I think they're a little too old. I think you want to be somewhere in the neighborhood of like 26 to 29 as your average. And they're obviously well above that with, you know, guys like Jared Dudley and Gasol, and obviously Wesley Matthews is up there. LeBron, we know, is up there. A lot of guys on the other side of 30 on this team right now. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's an interesting move. I know it was a splash. They've got a big three, but at the end of the day, I don't know if this improves their roster. I think this hurts them, and they're going to need a lot of help with guys coming to wanting to play for them for less money. And the one big name I'm hearing, I don't know if you've heard about this, but DeMar DeRozan, you know, and that's a guy that I think has some years left in him. Allegedly, he is considering going to L.A., and obviously for a lot less money than he would get elsewhere. So that could be a big that could be a big key. I mean, if players do want to go to L.A. and play for less, they might have something, Mike. If not, then they don't. But
no,
quite frankly,
some technical glitches there. Sorry, but I think if you're talking about them going to L.A. and playing for the Lakers, yeah, they're going to have to take a lot less because they're not going to have a lot of money because the cap in the NBA is a pretty hard cap. So, you know, I would keep an eye on what the Clippers are going to do in terms of getting players there, maybe who they sign. I mean, the Kawhi can opt out of a player option. This is just insane. A player option is like $36 or $37 million. And he can opt out of that. Now, you know, to laymen like you and me, we're like, give us a pen, we're opting in. But, you know, if maybe DeRozan wants to go to L.A. and play with the Clips and play with Kawhi instead of LeBron, you know, I don't know. But it's going to be kind of fun. This is the soap opera days of the NBA anyway. So let's just sit back and get the popcorn out and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Clippers roster is definitely more intriguing than the Lakers roster at this point in time. And, you know, you've got some interesting pieces with the Clippers. Obviously, it fell apart for them with no Kawhi out there on the floor. But yeah, NBA free agency, man, it's going to be fun. Just buckle up. Like, get your popcorn and just get ready to watch what's going to happen. Like, what happens with Dame, right?
I mean, right.
Does he stick it out? Does he work it out with Portland? Because if he doesn't work it out with Portland, that's a huge domino that could fall, right?
Oh, it's a massive domino. And, you know, me being a Celtic fan, there's plenty of rumors out there that Boston's going to be, you know, calling Portland and seeing what it would take, probably take a Jaylen Brown to be involved in that, to do that. And as much as I love JB, Jaylen Brown to us Celtics fans, if we were to get Lillard back and Lillard was the point guard in Boston, oh, man, as much as I don't think that's really going to happen, man, the fantasy about it is just too good to kind of ignore in your own head.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's hard to fathom what's going to happen right now with the player movement in the NBA, but I'll guarantee you there's going to be some interesting moves, and just pay attention to what could wind up taking place. Your thoughts about the draft? Obviously, Cunningham, the kid from Oklahoma State, he went number one. Green, the kid from the G League, winds up going two. Mobley, the kid out of USC, goes number three. Scotty Barnes, Suggs, and then it goes from there. But your thoughts about the draft on the top, anywhere in the middle, just surprises, shocks, or did it kind of go the way you thought?
It pretty much went the way that I thought it would go. To me, there was no doubt that Cunningham, Cade was the top guy. Like, he's the most NBA ready to me. He had a good career, great career at Oklahoma State. He can score. He can do a little bit of everything. The other guy, and I know what you're going to say with this, that I was happy to see go so high because he had a good freshman year at USC was Evan Mobley. This guy, he's tall, he's long, he can play defense, he can score. He was the Pac-12 player, you know, freshman of the year. I think he was the offensive player of the year. I think he was also the defensive player of the year. I mean, this guy showed up in LA under, you know, you play for USC, those are some big lights at USC. And he stood out. And, you know, I think Cleveland did themselves a favor by drafting Mobley at number three. You know, all the other picks, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what I thought would probably happen. The amount of deals later in the first round, like guys getting drafted but a proposed trade to another team was already flashing on the board. I think that tells me that there are a lot of teams that necessarily just weren't sold on any one player, but they drafted him with the thought of maybe we can move him and get some other pieces, get some other assets kind of deal. But the top of the draft didn't shock me at all.
Some of the moves that intrigued me, you know, just in general, were those trades like you're talking about. You know, it's like the Phoenix Suns didn't pick up a player in the draft, but they did pick up Landry Shamet, who I do think is a decent pickup. And, you know, it takes pieces to the puzzle. That's really how you do this. And, you know, you learn from your mistakes of your roster that you have, and then you go out there and you try to fix it up a little bit. I hear the music. I know we got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back, and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Hi, this is Marsha Hawkins of Elevating with Marsha. Join me this week on Elevating with Marsha. We're going to delve into the NFL's new mandate with a vaccine and whether or not some of the players will follow suit with some of the assistant coaches and opt to forego the 2021 NFL season. So tune in where we discuss that. And of course, Aaron Rodgers returned to the Green Bay Packers. Join me, Marsha Hawkins, on Elevating with Marsha this week on Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Your thoughts, your opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can obviously check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, let's jump back into some NFL talk. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about the quarterbacks and kind of moving a little bit around in that situation a little bit. We talked Carson Wentz, the issues there. We talked a little bit about Dak making his comeback. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. We haven't talked about Tom Brady. The dude played the whole year with that MCL tear, and just the more you learn about the guy, honestly, as much as you want to hate him, it's really, really hard to hate him. Sorry, man, but it's just the truth. Like, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan till the day I die, up and down, you know, all throughout, man, you name it, I'm there. But there's just something that I really, really respect about this guy and his will and his desire to want to win at any cost. It's beyond remarkable, Mike. It really is. And I don't want to make it a love fest about Tom Brady, but my question to you is honestly, do you think the guy can run it back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man?
Absolutely, he can run it back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, he basically got everybody coming back. I mean, who wants to leave a Tampa Bay situation? We were talking, about players in the NBA going to L.A., maybe taking less money, but they're going to have a chance to win with Westbrook and LeBron and AD. Same thing. You can say the same thing in Tampa Bay, man, that you know, you're going to want to go play with Tom Brady. You want to have a chance to win your division, win your conference, win the Super Bowl. I mean, that is to deny yourself the opportunity to have that with a guy like Tom Brady, it's almost foolish and stupid. So, you know, absolutely they can run this back. Players want to go there. And like you said, the more you hear about what Brady was dealing with behind the scenes in terms of his health last year and he played through it, the more in your mind, and I don't care if you can't stand New England, you can't stand Brady, Belichick, and you know, all that kind of stuff in the past, you absolutely have to have the utmost respect for a guy like Brady who's in his 40s. He's still playing at an elite level of football. And, you know, it just makes you appreciate, and you and I talk about it all the time, just makes you appreciate greatness.
Yeah, admiration. That's the word I have. Admiration for a guy that just continues to go out there and lead by example. I'm sorry, but it's just, it's beyond remarkable to me, man. It really is. Hey, I want to keep this rolling. Houston Texans, obviously the issues with Deshaun Watson. He does report. He gets out there. I don't know how this isn't just a major distraction, man. I'm sorry, but I don't know how you go about your business and you just try to act like there's nothing there when there's a huge elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is we have no clue what's going to happen with this guy. It's mind-boggling, bro. It really is.
No, it is. And it's one of those things where I've been saying it from the beginning. Like, football coaches, any professional coach or any coach hates distractions, especially football coaches. This has to be a distraction on a level that we can't, it's hard to fathom for any of us that have ever coached any sport, any kid at any time. So I don't know how successful of a season Houston's really going to have anyways. I mean, look, Deshaun Watson, he went from squeaky clean. This guy is going to be the all world MVP at some point in this league to he's a pariah. He's, you know, people look at him and they see sexual harassment. They see sexual abuse possibly. And that's something that it's tough for an athlete to come back from ever. You know, because there's always going to be those doubters. He may turn around his life. This all may be proven to be false, which I doubt at this point. You have this much smoke. There's plenty of fire to go with it. But if for some reason this is proven, you know, he's proven innocent of all these charges, there's always going to be that segment of the community that's not going to give him a second chance. They're always going to look at him, like I said, as a pariah, as a bad guy. And from a brand standpoint, all these players are interested in their brand. His brand is damaged beyond belief right now.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be tough being Deshaun Watson right now. I mean, I don't know how to feel right now. You know what I'm saying? I just don't even know how to feel. I got to let it play out. I got to see what happens. And, but I know all around this has got to be extremely difficult on every level for everybody to just go about their business and try to act like there's nothing going on when there's something majorly going on. And it's the biggest distraction that I can ever remember in sports, to be honest with you. It really is. I'm just going to kind of keep bouncing around. The Jets and their situation. What do you think about the Zach Wilson situation? I think that everything will work itself out, right? But at the end of the day, this guy needs his reps, and you got to get him in, right? Like you just got to figure out a way to get a deal done.
No, you do have to figure out a way to get a deal done. You know, look, there are questions about Wilson going into the draft in terms of, how the competition was at BYU for him, and can he hold up under NFL type
competition. But let's not forget that Zach Wilson and his background, his family background, they come from money. Like, this is not some poor kid from some backwood kind of place. This guy comes from money, business. He ain't messing around. He's like, look, you want me in camp? You're going to have to pay me. I'm just not showing up to show up to be a good guy. You got it. We got to figure this out. You're going to pay me and then I'll show up. But, at the end of the day, the pressure's on the Jets to figure this out and get him in so they can start acquainting him with the offense, with his receivers, with his line, with his running backs, the whole thing. And you hit the nail on the head. Football is about reps. If you don't have the reps, you're not going to be ready to do what you were probably going to be paid to do, and especially at the quarterback position, especially if you're Zach Wilson, rookie quarterback in a place like the New York media and for New York in general.
Yeah, I just think that they're setting themselves up once again for failure, and I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. It's the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 man. This is just who they are, brother. So, hey, individually, I'm going to ask you about Saquon Barkley. Can this guy come back? Can he get healthy? What say you, Mike Wilson?
Yeah, I hope so. I like Saquon. I think he's a good guy. I think he's good for the league. I think he's good for the Giants. But if you can't stay healthy, that's a big problem. And, you know, we were talking about injuries and what that means earlier in the show as well. So the one thing that I do, you know, I do miss about watching Saquon and, you know, the film that you see or the highlights that you see is just those tree trunks of legs that he has and his leg workout. There's a guy that doesn't miss leg day. In Saquon Barkley or Cap Day. I hope he comes back, and I hope he comes back better than ever.
So just a quick question for you, if you want to answer it now, or let me know if you need to think about it during the break. Are we going to have 1, 2, maybe 3 people that can rush for 2,000 yards this year in the NFL? You need a little time to think about that, Mike?
I'll think about it.
All right, we'll take a break, we'll ponder that, and we'll continue talking about the sports world on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
First and 10 Giants. It's a running play. Goes to Barkley. Off the 40, the 30, the 20. Goodbye. Saquon Barkley to the end zone.
The hamstring, second and 10. Setting up a screen for Barkley. Blocking in front, first down and more into Eagle territory. Still going. Incredible. Incredible. What?
This is Dorf on Sports. Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. You can increase the return on investment of your marketing assets by repurposing them. Transform each one into at least 2 or 3 different assets to save time and effort that you can devote to other things. A blog post can become several social media messages and vice versa. A brochure can turn into a blog post and an infographic. Be sure to look for multiple ways you can use each asset and reach customers in different ways. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Holler at us. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, we're obviously talking NFL football right now. Just going to kind of keep it rolling because at the end of the day, brother, I think you and I love talking football more than anything. And that's not saying we don't love basketball because we do love basketball. And it's not that we don't love baseball. We love that too. We love hockey. But quite frankly, there's nothing like NFL football, man. So I want to keep it rolling. Going to kind of bring this home to you right now. Pittsburgh Steelers, a lot of talk about Big Ben, maybe this the final push with Big Ben. We've been saying that for years, though, to be quite honest with you. And sooner or later, we'll be right. But again, we see what Tom Brady's doing into his 40s. So who the hell knows at this moment in time what could happen. And if a guy has passion to do something, you know what? More power to him. What do you feel about your Pittsburgh Steelers coming into the season? Do they look? Last year they were great for 11 weeks and then the wheels fell off. So is it what we saw the latter part of the year, or is it what we saw a little bit earlier in the year? And where are they in your humble opinion?
I think they're kind of stuck in the middle. I think that. You know, they drafted the kid, the running back out of Alabama for them, and his name escapes me for right now. But the guy's an absolute stud. I was I'm really happy that they went with that kid as their first-round pick. But at the end of the day, look, Big Ben, you know, they're showing all these pictures of him being, you know, in shape. He's watched his diet. He's done all that. I'm sitting there going, Ben, where was this dedication to your diet, your off-season training 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago? God, if he was in this kind of shape and he cared about his off-season training regimen like he did this past off-season, he might have another ring, maybe two, to his resume, but he doesn't. What he has is a fan base that's a little nervous with him because he still thinks he can squeeze it in the tight windows and he'll have those 3, 4, 5 interception games and just kill a victory for his Pittsburgh Steelers because he can't take care of the ball. I think I love Mike Tomlin. The talk of him, you know, possibly being replaced or fired is just, I can't even believe it when I hear that. I think he's a great coach. I do think they have to find the quarterback heir apparent, because what they have behind Big Ben is a bunch of garbage. It's just straight up trailer trash kind of garbage, you know, you see on a farm in the backwoods. So you got to figure out the quarterback position. You got to get better at the middle linebacker position because they've just been, since Ryan Shazier went down with his injury to his back,
Yeah.
There ain't been anybody that Pittsburgh's really put in there that can stop anything coming up the middle, coming across the middle. They just get shredded at the middle linebacker position since Shazier's gone. So I think this is a season where they're 10-7, 9-8, kind of like that. They have probably the toughest schedule in the NFL as well. So that's another thing that's kind of playing against them.
Yeah, okay, so a little help for you here. The running back you were thinking about that you know, not from LSU, from Alabama, Najee Harris is the guy that they picked up. That's okay, that's all right. And then,
I didn't realize I said LSU. Hey, I thought I said Bama. So.
That's okay, don't worry about it. Listen, hey, quarterback-wise, Joshua Dobbs, okay, who the heck is that guy? He's a fifth-year guy from Tennessee that nobody knows about. The intriguing guy, maybe, but there's been some questions about his work ethic. Dwayne Haskins, right? That's the quarterback from Ohio State that didn't make it for the Washington team, now the Washington team, but then they were the Washington Redskins. Big Ben's there, and then you got Mason Rudolph, who we've already seen what Mason Rudolph can do. So I agree with you wholeheartedly, man. Like, my question to you is, why in the hell weren't the Pittsburgh Steelers drafting a quarterback in this draft?
I have no idea. Like, you know that my son is he's a huge Steelers fan. That's his team. He wears Steelers gear almost every day during the season, and I kept telling him for the past couple of years, you got to draft a quarterback. In this past draft, I was a little shocked that I didn't hear anything about Pittsburgh trying to move up in the draft to try and get one of these young kids coming out. Like, I was kind of shocked about that. And, pretty soon, I keep telling my son, I'm like, look, my son's name is Zach. And I was like, Zach, look, I'm a Dolphin guy. I went from Dan Marino, one of the best of all time, first ballot Hall of Famer, to a bunch of nothing for 25 years. And I go, if you don't draft a quarterback that has some talent, guess what? You're looking at the same kind of thing with your Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, so you brought up a great point, because we saw what happened to Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, where dude was running for his life. What was it, like 59 times the guy had to scramble in that game, something absurd like that. So we know what they did. They went out and they bolstered up their offensive line quite a bit, which obviously is a smart move. We're not talking much about the Kansas City Chiefs, which is kind of a little bit of a shock and a surprise to me. I think they're right back there, brother. I really do. I mean, the talent that they have, to me, it's like they're going to be right back there, and they're going to be right back there for 5 years, and probably their biggest competition, or at least in my head right now, their biggest competition moving forward right now, the immediate future, would be the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen and what they've been able to create there in Buffalo.
Oh, absolutely. In the AFC, it's Kansas City and Buffalo in terms of who's going to go to the Super Bowl. But I agree with you with Kansas City. They knew what cost them another championship, and they addressed the problem very quickly. They go, we can't have the franchise guy running around 59, 60 times being pressured like we saw in the Super Bowl. So they addressed it. Kudos to Reed and his staff to do all that and to take care of that. In Kansas City, I mean, we may talk about they're not being talked about. They're being talked about. They still have all that talent. They still have where they can score from anywhere on the field at any time on any play kind of offense. Look, anytime you can have Tyreek Hill as one of your weapons, he's going to get open some way, somehow, and he's going to make you look stupid. So I'm not saying the rest of the offense isn't dynamic, but it is dynamic, the whole offense. But when you have a guy like Tyreek Hill, to me, that's game changing in terms of what they're going to be able to do offensively and what they're going to be able to keep doing offensively for a few more years.
Yeah, and then you throw in Travis Kelce, and then you got two total game changers. The one part of their game that I do think they need to address, and it is the weakness, if there is one, if you would call it that, They don't run the ball extremely well. So
right.
Patrick Mahomes makes up for a lot of that. I understand it. But to me, that would be the one area that they definitely need to shore up a little bit. All right, so AFC West. Now let's jump to NFC West, which this is going to be a fun division, bro. I mean, come on, yeah. Man. Cardinals yep. are on the up. We know that. This kid, Kyler Murray, he's fantastic. Whether or not I think he's tall enough, you know, that's another debate for another time. They are making moves. They are getting better. They've brought some big names to the Valley. The Rams have changed things up. Matty Stafford now is their quarterback. San Francisco. I think that they're going to be okay, man. I think that this Trey Lance thing is going to actually bring the best out of Jimmy G. I really do. And then Seattle, I'm sorry, but as long as they got Russ, dude, they're going to be formidable and they're going to be a tough task. So
right.
NFC West might be the best division in all of football, bro. It really might be.
It could. It certainly could be. I certainly have questions about the Cardinals, you know, starting with their head coach. I'm still not sold on him as a head coach in the NFL. I'm not sold on the Cardinals as being like this threat that all the, you know, I mean, look, you know about the local media here. You and I both know. And, you know, they seem to be sold that the Cardinals are going to do something terrific. Well, we've been sold that bill of goods before. So, you know, until I see it, it's like when the weathermen down here say that it's going to rain. I'm like, okay, whatever. I will believe it right. when I see it. Oh, the Cardinals right. are going to be good. Okay, I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm with you. Look, I think the Rams are the toast of the cream of the crop in this division, yep. if you ask me. And Matty Stafford, we'll see if this is the break that he needs finally in his career to actually get him in a spotlight where I truly think he deserves, Mike. I mean, the guy's got a great arm. He did a lot of good stuff in Detroit, but the problem was Detroit would find a way to lose a game all the time. So I think this is a great opportunity with him and Sean McVay to just think about that, right? At the end of the day, he's coming to a guy that's a lot of people like to think is a genius on the offensive side of the ball. Now you add Matty Stafford to this and the weapons that the Rams have, bro?
Yep.
Wow. Come on now. This could be electric.
It could be very electric. And, you know, I'm just going to piggyback on what you said about, you know, Stafford's time in Detroit. The problem wasn't Stafford most of the time in Detroit. It was Detroit.
Right.
You know,
right.
just playing for that organization because they've had some good players go through there. You know, Barry Sanders, Megatron, just to name a couple. But, you know, with Stafford out of Detroit and Stafford with a guy that, like you said, is considered an offensive mastermind and the weapons that he's going to be able to throw to with that cannon of an arm, the Rams absolutely have to be considered the favorite in this division. I think San Francisco is going to be back. I think they're probably the second best team, and then it goes Seattle, and then it goes Arizona. So
I wouldn't be surprised if you're right. I agree, man. It's going to be tough, and there's so much hype all the time with all these local teams. Hey, one more we got to get in before we take a break. New Orleans Saints, bro. Obviously, Drew Brees out of the mix. Now it's Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston. Do you have any faith in the Saints this year at all?
I don't know if I have any faith in them. They're going to have to find a quarterback. And I don't think as much as people like Taysom Hill, I like Taysom Hill. He's not your true blue, you know, NFL quarterback. He's a gadget guy to me.
Yep.
And then you got, you know, why am I forgetting his name?
Because Jameis Winston, because he wants to throw the ball to you and me.
Hey, look, this is what happens when you turn 50. You forget stuff.
Yeah,
so, you have Jameis there. Is he going to throw more passes to the opposition or to his own guys? Like, you got a turnover machine in him, but he can throw the ball. He's your prototypical drop back type quarterback. He can also extend plays. But there are just a ton of questions in New Orleans, and just God help those fans this year.
I like the Green Bay Packers' chances, man. The more and more I think about it, with number 12 back and all the weapons, at the end of the day, man, It is what it is, and that's a good football team with number 12 back at the quarterback spot. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time, so keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Four receivers set, two right, two left. First down at the Detroit 27. Murray back to pass, looking, throws it, middle of the field for Johnson. Caught for a touchdown! Kyler Murray's first NFL touchdown. A beautiful throw to David Johnson, and the Cardinals are back in the game with 5:57 to play.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here today with us on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which, by the way, you can always hear live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sundays. We do come back in the wee hours of the night. We start at 10 p.m. and we go deep, man. We go deep. So join us either at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or late night style, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike, as always, my friend, we do parting shots. You are up, my friend.
You know, we didn't touch on this, and you gave me the break to think about it, but here is who I think can hit 2,000 yards as a running back in the NFL.
Nice.
Certainly Derrick Henry. I mean, that's a freight train out of control. I think Christian McCaffrey can do it in the way that he kind of gets used for the Panthers. And I think barring injury for all three of these guys,
but Dalvin Cook. Just with his breakaway speed, I think Cook is certainly one of them as well.
Bro, we are completely on the same page with that. I mean, I was right there with you. Maybe the other guy that I kind of like just because of his versatility, although really difficult because of the bevy of weapons that he has at his disposal, would be Aaron Jones, the Green Bay Packers, another guy that very, very valuable in the backfield and or coming out of the backfield. So, yeah, man, that's a good call. I like it. All right, my parting shot, my friend, is this one. And it's going to be kind of along the lines of where I've been going before. The Milwaukee Bucks got the championship. They did it for the first time in 50 years. Well, you know what else could happen? The Milwaukee Brewers could have a great showing. And then you know what else could happen? The Green Bay Packers could have a great showing. So this could be the year of Wisconsin sports. I'm saying it right now. For Mike, for Scott, for John Poulter, I'm Andy saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Next time.